abundance is not something that you create. Abundance is not something that you make happen. To think that abundance is something that you do, to think that it's something that you create, implies that it's not here right now, which is a lack of abundance. This is lack masquerading as abundance. Real abundance is the natural state of reality. Do me a favor, if you can, at some point, go outside at night and look up at the stars and tell me that's not abundance. Go look at a sunset and tell me it's not abundant. The more you see the truth of life, you will see this abundance. And what happens when you see abundance? You start looking for it and you find it everywhere. The topic today, from lack to extraordinary abundance. Feeling kind of silly today. Okay. As many of you know, we're going to take our time. This isn't about collecting information. This is about being present and being open to see something beyond the mind. We're going to use the mind to go there, but we're not going to just think and think and think while thinking the point is thinking. No, we're going to allow the words, allow the message, allow the pointers to open up something within us that sees beyond our current paradigm that is so often incredibly limiting. Let's just acknowledge the reality of lack that we seem to experience in its infinite flavors. We can experience lack most commonly associated with money. We can experience lack in our relationships with other people. We can experience lack in weather patterns. We can experience lack in appreciation, gratitude, respect, all these different ways, which, to get into defining terms, we can say very simply that lack is to perceive something as not enough, perceive something as incomplete, perceive something to be missing. And this can be perceived in everything. So everything that you experience can be experienced in a lacking sort of way. Likewise, on the other side of the coin, there's abundance. Abundance is to experience wholeness enough, but maybe it also seems like more than enough. It is to perceive nothing missing. It is to perceive things as exactly as they're supposed to be, right on time. And naturally, this can be perceived in all those different examples mentioned before. If we could just emit something that is so obvious, but so often ignored as a reality in being human. And that reality is, you are not experiencing what you call the world out there. What you are experiencing is how you see the world out there. the world out there being anything that you see. So often we think that how you feel is determined by what happens. How you feel is to feel in accordance to how you are seen. And the way this ties in so incredibly nicely with lack and abundance, if you experience lack, you're seeing lack. So easy it is to blame the world for what you see. Kind of silly. Which only says the world has power and you do not. It says the world has power over my internal experience, which is impossible. How often, as it relates to lack, do we assume that we feel lack because of circumstance? How often do we have this angst inside of us, this anxiety that and worry that truly believes something's missing, something's lacking, and we feel that way because life and circumstance does not look how we think it's supposed to look? On the flip side, equally as important because it fuels the delusion, how often in the moments of feeling abundant, do you assume you're feeling abundant because of circumstance? And you know what this does? Feeds the illusion that lack is because of circumstance. Back and forth we go, bouncing around as life constantly changes, because that's what it does. And we find ourselves in a game of seeking, 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 control, 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 force, 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 in order to rearrange the external so that we can connect with the internal. How's that going? It's exhausting. Yeah. It's so important to be radically honest with yourself about your experience and to gently untangle the tentacles of blame that say, I am feeling this way, positive or negative, because of the world out there. Whether it's positive or whether it's negative, says it has power over your internal state of being. And look, man, you're free. You're so free that you can see yourself as not free. There's so much power that you can perceivably give that power away. Can we come to terms with this simple observation? Even though, yes, there's a heavy amount of conditioning stored in your cells that really wants to believe that the world can make you feel a certain way. However, can we just be still for a second and ask, but what's really true? If you see lack, which is a particular lens, can you recognize in how some way, if you see lack, you're actually looking for lack? Can you recognize that there's actually nothing in reality called lack? There's nothing in life called lack, called not enough. That is a way of perceiving, which is to say, that is something you put on top of reality. And the only way it can be perceived is because it's put there by you. And if it's put there by you, you're looking for it. And gently and compassionately, we put it there as a way of avoiding taking responsibility for our own creation. That's either going to piss you off or liberate you. Could it be so possible that in your experience, the feeling of lack is put there because you'd rather not see how powerful you are? Because sometimes it can be not so fun to see that what you're experiencing is your own creation. Now, the mind wants to take this to extremes. And another thing the mind wants to do, which is one of its super cute little tricks, is start asking questions about other people's experience. What about blah, 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 blah? What about da, 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 da? All attempts to not look at your experience. All attempts to not go deeper into what is true in you. You cannot know somebody else's experience. You can only know the one I am. That's you. What you consider to be lack for somebody else's experience is simply you looking for lack. Because the one you see as lacking could see something else entirely. Likewise, the one you see as abundant can see nothing but lack. You see, this investigation is about seeing what's true, seeing what's real. And the only place that exists is here, right now. Not in what you imagine to be happening somewhere else. Here, right now. If we are going to reclaim our sovereignty as divine creatures, we're going to have to discover an incredible accountability for what we experience. And again, mind goes, but what about da 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 da? Well, let me talk about one of the da 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 da's. What about when I get fired from my job? What is that? That's lack. Is it? Or is that now an exciting adventure to find something to do that actually resonates with your heart? That sounds like an abundant opportunity. For example, if someone loses their job and they perceive an intensity of lack, how do you think that will reflect on their journey afterward? And likewise, if it's perceived as something that's right on time, perfectly placed, an opportunity, how will that influence what comes next? Where is the lack, really? If you see lack anywhere, what are you seeing? You're seeing your insides. Because life is a cosmic mirror. If you go to a movie cinema and you sit down before the movie even starts, before anything happens, you're staring at a big white screen of emptiness. And then the projector turns on and puts a movie of lack on the screen. And the projector says, oh man, this movie sucks. This is terrible. The projector thinks that the movie is happening out there on the screen. The projector's watching the movie, looking at it, thinking that it's separate from what it's seeing, not realizing that what it's seeing is actually coming from inside itself. What it sees is what it puts there. And this is a fun exercise that you can do at any time. Take a moment and be still and look at something and see if you can see that what you see is your seeing. What is that thing beyond what you call it? Beyond the story you tell about it? And if you sit there with it, that something will melt into a blank canvas. And you discover that your whole experience with that something was simply to experience how you saw that something. Throughout our days, we have this beautiful opportunity to observe what's happening on the inside of what you are. Everything you encounter shows you how you see. And if there's any emotional disturbance, that disturbance is an alarm that's attempting to communicate with you in one way or another that you're taking this seriously. And it's not serious. If you get disturbed by what you see, you're believing that you're separate from what you're seeing. You can only be disturbed by thinking you are separate from what you're observing, and then thinking that that something that you're separate from can attack your internal state of being. So you get angry with it. What are you angry at, though? Your own interpretation? It's like being offended, which to me is one of the great comedies in the human experience. Someone says something or does something and you say, I'm offended. Offended by what? Your interpretation? What you think it means? You offended yourself, bro. Playfully speaking, I hope someone's offended by that. So that the point can be made. What are you offended by? What you think what I said means. And it doesn't mean that. It's a blank canvas. You get to turn it into whatever you want, which is also like saying you can turn it into lack or you can see abundance. To be offended, are you really going to try and give me power over you? No, thank you. Not interested. For one, it's impossible. So it's a game not worth playing. Here's the kicker. Abundance is not something that you create. Abundance is not something that you make happen. To think that abundance is something that you do, to think that it's something that you create, implies that it's not here right now, which is a lack of abundance. This is lack masquerading as abundance. And no matter what you appear to create, you will find it's never not enough, or it's never enough because you're looking at it through a lens of lack. Real abundance is the natural state of reality. Real abundance is the foundation. Do me a favor, if you can, at some point, go outside at night and look up at the stars and tell me that's not abundance. Go look at a sunset and tell me it's not abundant. The more you see the truth of life, the truth of yourself, the truth of everyone, you will see this abundance. And what happens when you see abundance? You start looking for it and you find it everywhere. How do you think that influences your human play? You probably find a lot of opportunity rather than a lot of problems. That's why this abundance is so extraordinary, hence the title of the show today. It's extraordinary because it's already here. And it's always been here. And it always will be here. Meaning that if you can see it, you can feel it. And if you can feel it, you can have a kick-ass time. But if you're just seeing lack, which will feel like this moment's not enough, then life isn't going to be much fun. Don't fall into the world's trap that abundance is on the outside, which is the future. Don't fall into the trap that abundance is defined by collecting trinkets. For this is simply lack masquerading as abundance. Discover the real thing. This is not something you go and do. This is a natural byproduct of seeing what's true. We are unlearning all the nonsense that has superimposed lack on top of our experience. We're not creating anything new. We're unwinding the confusion and coming back to what always has been, which is an infinite landscape that contains an infinite supply of everything you're looking for, which in some way is love, compassion, and freedom. Come home. We're going to transition to the next part of the program, which is Q&R, questions and reflections. And so if you have a question and you're watching live, you can type it in the little comment box and I can potentially share some reflections, or we can just hang out here for a little bit if there's no questions and do the meditation soon. Maybe I'll have something else to say. If you see love, which is to see the truth of life, compassion is the effortless byproduct for everything. Compassion is love in motion, where love looks out from behind your eyes and touches everything you see. Freedom can only happen once compassion has touched everything. Then you're free. Likewise, if it seems like you're not free, you'll find what appears to be a lack of compassion. It's not just a cute spiritual phrase. Love, compassion, and freedom. It's quite the pointer. Faina says, I have been conditioned to feel not enough, trying to change that. I know that abundance is always there and that I am enough. It is definitely a journey, she says. You know what I find to be helpful is recognizing that what I am has not been conditioned. What I am remains untouched from conditioning. There's a tiny aspect of being human, let's call it attention, that has been conditioned to see self, others, and life a particular way through a lens of fear. It's just a small aspect of consciousness that has been conditioned. And that aspect is more like a tool than it is an identity. Almost like the tool of perception has been conditioned. But you, what you are, has not been conditioned. In fact, throughout your whole human journey, what you really are has been untouched by conditioning. As we are here now in this moment, what you really are is untouched by the life you've lived. Now, if you think what you are is the character in your mind that has a name and a story, that one's got a long ways to go, and it'll never get there. There's a profound wisdom in inadequacy viewed through an appropriate lens. It's the ego that says, I'm not enough. And that's true. It's true in the context that the ego's not real and it wants to be real. It's struggling to be real. And it keeps discovering that it's not. It keeps seeing that it's not enough. The more you want to be enough, the more you'll find evidence that you're not. Because everything you try to do to reinforce the ego's existence shows evidence to the contrary. In the same way that the more you try to control the clouds, the more you will see that you lack control. The liberation is waking up and realizing that you're not here to control the clouds. And so you leave them alone. No need to control. If you try to do something that is not for you to do, you will feel inadequate. If you try to make someone like you, you will feel inadequate. That's not for you to do. If you try to make someone love you, you will feel inadequate. It's not for you to do. If you try to get to the future, which is to get nowhere because it's imaginary, you'll feel inadequate. So rather than trying to overcome inadequacy, meet it. Let it teach you. And stop trying to do something that's impossible. And just be you. And in just being you, you will find out that you are enough. All right, let's switch gears and do this guided meditation, and then we'll wrap this up. Sound good? Okay. Let's dive in. Let's come home to right now. Doesn't have to be complicated. Just be. Can we recognize that in this moment, right now, there's nothing missing? In this moment, right now, you're given a breath that allows you to be. In this moment, right now, the entire universe takes care of what you are. Come home. wake up from the dream that thinks something is missing. See that you're whole right now. It's only a thought that says you're not. A thought that exists in a dream, not really here. Come home. Feel the abundance of life. This gift you've been given. Nobody else has what you crave. Nobody else can give you what you're really looking for. Why? Because, my dear, you already have it. Come home. Thank you for meditating with me today.